painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Visible, Invisible, Life with Mental Illness. That is the title of a new photography project by local Winona photographer Joy Davis Ripley. On today's Artbeat, we talk to Joy about the project and her hopes to break down some stigmas in order to allow for a more open and honest conversation about mental illness. Joy is currently looking for people to participate in the project, so if you know someone who might be interested, you can contact Joy about it at winonamentalhealthproject@hotmail.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg with photographer Joy Davis Ripley on Artbeat. Well, hi there, Joy. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We've talked to you before on Artbeat.
Yes.
You're a local photographer here in Winona.
I am.
And you've got some great stuff, you know. I mean, if people go online to your website.
So on Facebook, it's Joy Davis Ripley Photography, and that's how people can find me.
Okay, great. So if people want to check out the photos that you've done already, they can check out your Facebook page.
Yes.
And you're here today to talk about your new project you're doing, which is Visible, Invisible, Life with Mental Illness.
Yes.
And a really cool topic. And, you know, May is Mental Health Month, so it's, you know, very timely. But before we get into the project, I just want to get like a little bit of background on you for our listeners.
Sure.
So how long have you been shooting and how did you get into photography in the first place?
So I consider this my second career.
Okay.
I'm trained as a professor. And so I was a professor until my husband and I started having children.
Okay.
And then when they were young, I picked up a camera. And so I've been doing photography for a little bit now. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going back to my roots because now I'm trying to do this project where I'm combining both words and photos.
Okay, cool. Well, how did you... What was the genesis of the project, the idea? Like, how did you get the idea to do a project based on mental health?
Sure. So for a long time, I have felt that mental health has gotten such a bad rap in our country mm-hmm. and that not enough awareness is devoted to mental health. So when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I had a placental abruption at week 32, and that contributed to postpartum depression.
Okay.
And luckily, I had a friend who was very open about her own experience with postpartum depression. And given the fact that she had talked to me, I felt able to name what was happening to me when I started descending into PPD.
Mm-hmm.
When I was pregnant with my second child, I actually had a sexual assault that occurred when I was 6 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And that again threw me for a loop and I began experiencing really bad PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt trapped in the PTSD. For a while I tried meds, I tried therapy. I just felt trapped and blocked, like I was unable to move forward.
Right.
And one afternoon during the winter, I went for a drive and I wound up at this quarry and I decided to walk inside and I felt at home inside the quarry with these looming walls and the sheer rock faces. And for some reason, something about that spoke to the experience I was having inside with my PTSD. And I began taking self-portraits of myself in the quarry.
Oh, wow.
And it was, strangely enough, a very healing experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I began thinking about how that moment where I was out in nature and I was trying to capture something about my internal experience through art,
right.
how that actually helped push me ahead on my journey toward greater healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I began thinking, if that could happen for me, maybe it could happen for other people. And
right.
so that was actually the genesis of how this project began.
Okay, cool. It sounds like, you know, with both the postpartum depression and the PTSD, it sounds like a type of kind of opening up and sharing helped you through those difficult times.
Right, definitely. And I do think that my tendency with both was toward a turning inward, mm-hmm. toward a feeling of shame. But if you let that shame fester, it just can create additional problems. Sure. And I did feel that in order to deal with what had happened to me, mm-hmm. that I needed to kind of force myself to open back up.
Okay.
And
okay.
share.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what this project seems like it's about. I mean, like, so the photos will be photos of people who are struggling with mental illness, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the environment that you're shooting them in, is it how do you decide on the environment what's going to be in the photograph? Do they kind of work with you to discuss it, or how does that go?
Right. That's such a great question. So going back just a little bit, so I am looking for volunteers who either themselves are suffering from mental illness, mm-hmm. or perhaps they take care of someone or love okay. someone who is suffering from mental illness.
Sure.
And if people contact me, I will send them questions, and I'm considering these questions that they can answer on their own time, part of the interview process. And
okay.
if someone out there is interested but is not a writer, we can certainly do the interview in person.
Okay.
And based on the questions and people's answers, then I will, if they themselves don't already have an idea of the sort of setting or landscape that they would like to have their portrait in, then I can suggest a few.
Okay.
And so I'm viewing this as a very collaborative project.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wanting anyone who comes forward and says, I want to participate, I am viewing the other person as very much a creator in
oh,
the same way that
sure.
I am.
Like a collaboration kind of.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And you had mentioned when you were in the quarry doing self-portraits and that you felt kind of safe there, you know, a good feeling. Is that what the locations are supposed to be about, like a... whatever makes them feel healed or healing process, or is it more how they view their own mental illness, or does it kind of depend on the individual?
It definitely depends on the individual and
okay.
which aspect of their mental illness experience, their struggle that they want to express.
Okay.
And the two you mentioned, it can actually be either one.
Okay.
So the setting could be what they feel is symbolic of what they struggle with on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a what they view as a more healing setting.
Okay, nice. So it can go either way.
Yes,
cool.
Definitely.
And that's, you know, and that's really important, I think, to show these different sides, you know, of mental illness. Like, it's been called an invisible epidemic, you know, which is, I really like your title of it, you know, the visible, invisible life with mental illness, you
thank
know.
Thank you.
But it seems like just bringing those things to forefront, you know, the way people feel, how they might go through a healing process, that seems like a really important thing. And then the photographs, are they paired? They're paired with like, is it like an essay or something like that that goes along with it, or?
So the questions I'll send out for people to answer has mm-hmm. to do with the nature of their mental illness, how they would describe it, and how long they've struggled with it.
Okay.
And I'm also asking them questions about how they feel having it, like if they were to describe what it's like struggling, if mm-hmm. if they do struggle on a daily basis, what it's like to experience that. If they were trying to describe that to a friend or a loved one,
mm-hmm.
how would they describe that?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I can see that some people might be a little bit apprehensive or afraid to share these types of things, but it sounds like this would be a very caring kind of environment, a very easy process to kind of share, and a, you know, a good way to do that, you know. So just to be clear, they answer some questions, and then you guys kind of, you do an interview and talk about it then as well?
If they want to talk more, we certainly can, but
mm-hmm.
I'm actually viewing the questions as the interview
oh,
portion.
Okay.
And so then after I see their answers, and if I have questions, I could ask them about some of their answers. But based on their answers, then we can move forward and decide on a setting together or
right.
a landscape together.
And
okay. it is important to me that anyone who comes forward, I do feel that talking about mental illness is still difficult enough in our country
mm-hmm.
due to the stigma, that it's very important to me that people realize they will be treated with respect at right. every moment of the way of this project. And I am viewing this as very collaborative in nature. Okay. And I'm hoping that that nature, the collaborative nature of the project, will make it less scary for right. people to talk about.
Okay. Okay, cool. Like, what kind of questions might be on the survey?
Sure. So, as I send questions out to people, I'm wanting to make it clear that people can answer as many or as few okay. of the questions as they want, because not everyone is going to want to just lay their soul bare mm-hmm. for someone who may be a stranger to them.
Right.
So one question I ask about is part of a poem from the poet Gibran, okay. who says that, I'm not going to do a good job of paraphrasing, but the gist of the poem is that the people with the most massive scars in life are the ones who have the most courage. And I ask if that part of the poem resonates with them.
Okay.
And if so, why? And maybe it won't resonate with
right.
them. And why doesn't it resonate?
Yeah.
Because if you're someone who is experiencing mental illness, in addition to the stigma that is placed on it and a person's inner experience of shame, I think it can be hard to find anything positive about the experience of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to tell oneself, yes, this is a legitimate struggle and I am brave for continuing to struggle with this.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds like the poem is a really nice way to get into that, you know, to like kind of open that dialogue up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed on an artist statement you have online that you say the process of defamiliarizing something commonplace for the viewer allows for fresh perspectives. And, you know, that kind of hit me, you know, thinking about this project, that it almost seems like that's kind of an extension of what this is, you know, is like kind of opening up fresh perspectives of mental illness for people to see, you know?
Yes, thank you. I am wanting to present this project that is centered on mental illness in a new way that can kind of help people think about it
mm-hmm.
in a new way and can even help start or continue certain conversations that are happening in Winona that are about mental illness and how we can help people who are struggling with mental illness.
Right, right. Okay. I mean, it sounds, you know, like I said, it might seem scary for some people to come forward and partake in something like this, but to me, it sounds like it's going to be a great experience. You know, it sounds like it's going to be, it sounds like you make it easy to share, you know, things like that. I want to mention the people, if anyone's out there listening, you know, if you're struggling with mental illness or you know someone who is, you're in, you know, close to someone, and you want to take part in this project, go ahead and email Joy at Winona Mental Health Project, all one word, at hotmail.com.
And so, if that's hard for people to remember, they can mm-hmm. certainly contact me on Facebook and
okay.
just send me a PM either at my personal page or my business page and say, hey, I'd like to be a part of this.
Okay, great, great. So yeah, and that'd be Joy Davis Ripley Photography on Facebook?
Right, yes.
Okay, cool. Will there be a gallery showing when the project's done, or will it just go online, or how will it be viewed and shared?
There'll be an exhibition, and it's the plan right now is for it to be hung in January of 2020
okay.
at Public Launch downtown on 3rd Street.
Nice.
And Public Launch is formerly known as the Outpost.
Outpost, sure.
And then the reception and the exhibition will open in either late January or early February of 2020.
Okay, okay, cool. Is there a deadline for people to contact you and get involved in the project, or is it kind of open-ended?
So I would like to do the photo shoots and the interview portion on a rolling basis throughout mm-hmm. the summer and fall. I would like to be done with certainly the photo shoots by early November,
okay.
just to give myself time with the holidays
sure.
to put everything yeah. together.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
yes. Yes, I think it is. But it's good work. It's I'm hoping that this will help further the conversation around mental health.
Right. And I think it will. It's, you know, and like I mentioned before, if you're interested in the project and you're not sure, maybe just go and check out Joy's photography online. I mean, she's got some great stuff. You know, like I said, we've had you on the program before. You do great work.
Thank you.
I love that you have a photo online of a little frog, and it's just like, I love that. You do a lot of stuff like that, you know, where you see the close-up kind of photos of nature that you wouldn't normally notice, you know?
Right, and I love frogs, and mm-hmm. I have two daughters, and now they know that if we're out in nature and if they can find a frog to point out to me, that will make me very happy. But going back to what you said earlier about this whole process that I do see my art being a part of in this tradition, mm-hmm. is trying to defamiliarize what for a lot of people is common or familiar. Uh-huh. And so, for example, with the frog photos I like to take, I have printed my photos on dresses.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because I like the idea mm-hmm. that I could turn a corner and see someone wearing a frog dress.
Right, right. And it's wearable art. That's pretty cool. You
right.
know?
Thank you.
Yeah,
it makes me laugh.
I think it's really neat.
Thank you.
And we've talked about that before, you
yes.
know, but yeah, no, I always think that's neat, you know, that you have it on clothing and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Which is cool. It makes art part of your daily life, you know, it gets it out there in a different way, you know, so.
Right. And I certainly in recent years, this invisible barrier between high art and so-called low art mm-hmm. has been erased. And I think I'm playing around with that, like trying to create art that can stand on its own if it's hung on a wall, but also it can be a piece of very functional art if it's worn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, like you're talking about breaking down barriers or things that, you know, the normal way you would see something or look at it. And it sounds like that's kind of what we're doing with this mental health project as well, you know, breaking down those barriers and those misconceptions possibly, you know, and looking at mental illness in a more, I guess, a healthier way, really, right?
Right, absolutely. And I do feel that some of those barriers for me are internal barriers. Mm-hmm. And I had the chance last week to sit in on a group at Hiawatha Valley Mental Health Center.
Okay.
And the group was comprised of people who struggle with different sorts of mental illness. And even being there in that group and listening to what is said, it was challenging for me. It challenged my own beliefs in a very good way.
Oh, wow.
Because I myself have internalized what society tells us about mental health.
Right.
And I feel that it's an ongoing process for me and possibly for other people to challenge what we're told about mental health and mm-hmm. to think about it in a new way, especially because recent research has shown that the vast majority of people will suffer at least one mental health episode in their lives at some
right.
point. And so if people who are experiencing mental health are in the majority, then really this process of breaking down barriers and challenging some of these narratives around mental health, that is work that we need to do.
Yeah.
And I also think about it in terms of how some disability theorists talk about the able-bodied person and how each of us is only temporarily able-bodied.
Okay.
At some point in our lives, we more than likely will experience a disability. It's similar to how each of us, if we are still considered young by society, mm-hmm. we are temporarily young. And
right.
so I think about mental health in the same way, that if we are in good health, good mental health, and not struggling with a mental health illness, that might be only a temporary situation mm-hmm. for us. And so I do think it's incumbent upon us to talk about all of this, to bring it to the forefront, and to try to change some of these narratives around mental health.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, and it's, you know, just hearing you talk about it, it sounds like this project would be beneficial, like I said before, to break down barriers and the thinking around mental health, but also maybe it might be somewhat healing for those who are struggling themselves, you know, to see this and see how others feel, you know, and have it visualized like that. It sounds like it could be part of the healing process.
And I do hope for that, mm-hmm. just in the same way that taking self-portraits of myself in the quarry was healing for me. I'm hoping that people who participate in this project, that they may experience a bit of healing from it. Mm-hmm. Or if there are people who are not participating in the project, but who do go view the final exhibition, I hope that they can realize that they are not alone,
right.
and may experience a little bit of healing from that.
Definitely. Well, let's hope so. I mean, this is a great project. I love it. I think it's a great idea. So, you know, I just want to kind of state it again, just so people out there know, if they're interested in viewing the or taking part in the project, it's called Visible Invisible, Life with Mental Illness. It's a photo project by Joy Davis Ripley. And if you're interested in partaking in the project, just email her at winonamentalhealthproject@hotmail.com or look her up on Facebook, Joy Davis Ripley Photography. And there you can see some of her work and maybe contact her about this project. Thanks so much for joining us today, Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again to Joy Davis Ripley for joining us today on ArtBeat. If you or someone you know are interested in participating in Joy's photography project, you can contact her at winonamentalhealthproject@hotmail.com. To see Joy's work, just search Joy Davis Ripley Photography on Facebook. For more conversations on art, tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've just heard from photographer Joy Davis Ripley on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of ArtBeat and all your favorite KQAL shows by going to kqal.org and looking for program archives under the Media tab. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.